So on the theme of perseverance and keeping on, all of the conversations tonight, all the stories have kind of triggered a few things in my mind. So I was born in a trailer park in a really small town in Illinois. Grew up in a really small house, shared a room with my two sisters till I was like eight. Never liked school. I liked it because my friends were there. That's where my friends were. And I loved being with my friends, and so I think school just kind of became, let's hang out. I'm not going to miss school or skip school because what am I going to hang out by myself? Like, I wanted to go be with my friends, but I never really, I have this allergic reaction to being told what to do, even if it was like in a place where somebody was trying to be helpful and like, no, you need to learn these things. I was like, no. I'm going to do this myself. I've gone to college 5 times. Don't even have an associate's degree. Did great. I would get like that. I'd have like a 4.0, and just a semester or so in, I'd be like, you know, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, what am I doing? Because I remember after high school, they just kind of are like, and out you go. And you're like, do I do with algebra now? So I don't know. So I joined the Marine Corps when I was like 17. All right. Hated it. Sucked. Bad idea. It's not a bad idea for everybody. If that's your thing, super cool. Took me like a few months to be like, shit. My dad was right. They had all these videos of like people like skydiving. The recruiters were like, you're going to be a badass. Dude, I cleaned so many toilets. That's all. I just cleaned. I cleaned a lot. Nope, airplanes for me. So I just never knew. I think I never knew what I wanted to do. And I think that was a question that perplexed me, since we ask kids when they're like 3 years old, 5 years, what do you want to be when you grow up? What is that? How do you even comprehend? I'm almost 40. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Why do you have to pick something? If that, like I said before, if that works for you, that's wonderful. But it's been such a struggle for me in my life because it's the social norm, right? That's how we're taught to think. And if you're outside of that, you kind of feel it's complicated. And you feel uneasy and unsettled and like, what do you do? So I ended up following my heart. When I was in the Marines, I always wanted to be a stand-up comic. And so that's what I did. I think I was 20, 21 when I first got on stage. And I spent the next 13 years of my life off and on pursuing stand-up comedy. But then I got to a point in stand-up comedy where it didn't make sense to do it anymore. And I think that the whole thing with me getting up here tonight is to just say that it's not just one thing. Life is this series of challenges. I mean, it can be one thing if you want it to be, but you don't have to define yourself as just one thing. I'm an electrician now. You know, all the teachers who were like, you're going to need algebra. And I was like, when am I ever going to use algebra? I'll tell you when. Every fucking day when I'm an electrician. That's when I use algebra. So, I don't know. I guess in the face of social norms or conformity or whatever the case may be, just do your thing and trust yourself. You know, it's not about relying on something that you can trust. Trust yourself. And whatever happens, you can deal with it. Whatever comes at you, use your past experiences, obviously, and they help guide you through the next step in your life. I don't think I'll be an electrician forever. I don't know what I'll do next, but it'll probably be crazy. So thanks for letting me talk, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.